depression.
Is that just some amount of cornbread, or you had any idea?
Well, the poem indicates that it's some certain type of, I don't know what form it would be, but then it indicates that it was in the form of a cone or something like that.
That's good. Have you ever heard of a kind of cornbread that used to be made in the fireplace, maybe covered in the ashes at one time? Cooking it.
Is that what they call a hoe cake?
Hoe cake. Well, there's something called an ash cake.
I never heard of that.
Well, what about a soft type of cornbread that you could actually spoon out?
Would they call that mush?
Mush. Is that made with...
I think that's made of meal. In other words, not a field that I know anything about. Only thing I can cook... Fry bacon and cook an egg.
Boil water.
Boil water without burning it.
Have you ever heard that mush called kush or anything like that?
No.
Well, on the same subject, this stuff that you make up your batter for, and then you fry them in deep fat, and they have a hole right in the middle of them. If you make them at home, it
anything slipped my mind. I know one time when I was a child, they served a donut. They served donuts to me, and the lady, when I was just a youngster, the lady gave me some tooth. Don't eat the whole. So I ate all around it.
Guess I get it.
Followed her instructions.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of taking a lump of that donut batter and just cooking it like that without the hole? Mm-hmm. Never heard of that. I always wondered what they would call that.
I don't have the least idea.
How much flour would you say comes in a sack about like that?
That would be probably a 5-pound sack. Of course, I used to, when I was a child, you didn't buy anything less than 24 pounds. They packed it 24 pounds to a sack, or 48 pounds.
You remember how much that would cost back then?
No, I don't know. Of course, it'd break you up now.
I'm sure. Moving on to something else, another kind of food. What do you call the two parts of an egg?
The white and the egg. Well, now, we'd say white and the yellow, or yolk.
Do you know different ways of preparing eggs?
Well, they coddle eggs, they fry eggs, they boil eggs, they poach eggs.
What does coddling eggs mean?
I don't know. We have our annual Rotary Pancake Day, so I know that. Somebody from the north came in and they ordered coddle egg. Huh. And the one boy said, well, I'll fix up something, but I don't know how to coddle them. I think that, I don't know what to coddle egg. I know that when I was in Germany, I ordered a poached egg. Yeah. Well, we never use an egg cup in this area, because I presume people do because they do have them. So I didn't know how to eat it. And I asked my son, I said, how in the world do you eat this thing? He said, oh, you just take your knife, cut it off, and just dip it out. I got through with it, cut it off, and got through with it, and it looked like it had already been eaten. So the way we poach an egg, we have a special pan for it, and we put a lid on it, and
right.
Steam it,
right.
And serve it on the toast.
That's the way I've seen it done most of it.
Put a little butter in it, margarine.
What do you call the piece of meat that you might cook along with your greens?
Of course, I don't eat greens, but they the common expression is sow belly.
Sow belly.
Or fat back.